Order.
School closures in Christchurch ensured that Education Minister Heikki Parata was a prime target for opposition questions, including this one from Greens co-leader Materia Toure.
How does the minister expect to regain the confidence of the 60% of New Zealanders who believe she is too incompetent to be Minister of Education when she is reneging on promises?
Order.
When she reneges on promises that she made to Christchurch families.
Heikki Parata denied that she'd made that promise, and her Prime Minister, John Key, praised her performance in question time.
It was like 100-0 to Heikki Parata, 0 to Materia Toure, who got it handed to her.
Order.
Mr. Key could not resist scoring a political point with a question of his own for Heikki Parata.
Has the minister seen reports that the current National-led government has closed only 49 schools, on average 12 a year, when the previous Labor government closed 281 schools for an average of 31 a year? And if there was a change of government where the Greens are involved, do you think it's possible they'd ever close any school?
Honourable Heikki Parata.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister's quite correct.
The Prime Minister then became the main target when he faced questions from the opposition leader about his role in the proposed Pokies for Convention Centre deal with Sky City. The Deputy Auditor-General's report on the issue was released at 2 p.m, so David Shearer put this all-purpose question down at number 9.
To the Prime Minister, does he stand by all his statements?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Mr. Shearer then got down to brass tacks.
Can he confirm that he personally attended the dinner with Sky City on the 4th of November 2009 and that he personally instructed officials to stop their normal work on the tender process? And if so, are the officials responsible for his personal actions or him?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I attended the dinner, and no, I didn't ask them to stop any tendering process.
Then this question from the opposition leader.
Can he explain the Deputy Auditor-General's comments, quote, "The meetings and discussions between government representatives and Sky City were materially different in quantity and kind than those between the government and other parties."
The Prime Minister accused Mr. Shearer of quoting the report out of context.
What the Auditor-General makes quite clear in her report is that there was nothing inappropriate, in fact quite normal, that the government and Sky City and others would have discussions. And as I said, she herself says, and I quote, "We see no evidence to suggest that the final decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by any inappropriate considerations," which is total vindication. We did nothing wrong.
Mr. Key also faced questions from Winston Peters, as Rhys Lyon reports.
While Winston Peters' questions were directed at the Prime Minister, it was the Associate Health Minister who was in his line of fire.
With respect to Tariana Turia, how can he have confidence in this Associate Minister of Health, given that she has paid $7.6 million in public money to traditional Māori healers over the last 4 years, without being able to provide a shred of evidence that the treatment works?
But the Prime Minister didn't agree with Mr. Peters' claim.
In so much that the contracts are regularly monitored by the Ministry of Health. Most providers provide reports against that contract every 6 months. The contractors' providers also are audited by the Ministry through a mix of desk-based audits and visits.
That answer didn't satisfy the New Zealand First leader.
How can the Prime Minister support a policy which sees the taxpayer forking out $130 per client contact for something that the practitioners say may be no more than a service such as, to use their words, as simple as a smile?
Mr. Key said the funding of spiritual services wasn't uncommon.
These are services paid for by the government that have as part of them, they are spiritual services. That's quite correct. They provide support for people in need. Anyone can access if they choose to. And by the way, the member's not on his feet talking about chaplain services because he knows that would offend his base, but he's quite happy to attack the spiritual beliefs of others.
Prime Minister John Key.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Also today, the Speaker rejected opposition applications for urgent debates on the Christchurch school closures and a redeployment of troops in Afghanistan. And Aaron Gilmore is back in the House, sworn in today after coming off Nationals' list to replace Lockwood Smith. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.